Pod's Got Time. 424. Up in a bitch. The bros are back. I was looking at our Skype history, and it's been 4 weeks since we've done a show.
Holy shit. It does feel like it's been a while.
It has.
I know everyone's missed my melodic tones.
It's funny because I've heard the complete opposite. The complete opposite. I mean, what do they call it? The crossfire has been off the chain recently. And people are like, you know, like one person will be like, where's Todd? And 20 people will be like, who cares? You know, it's really interesting.
Ain't nobody said that.
How the discourse, that's the app I was thinking of, how the discourse has gone. But Discord. In any event.
Discourse, get the fuck
But it's
here.
Been discourse that has led
discourse
to.
Discourse on Discord.
Yeah, that's it.
Join our Discord channel that doesn't exist.
Doesn't yet.
I follow several podcasts with Patreon accounts and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And they have like Discord channels, and I'm like, that just seems like a lot of work.
You're like, who is doing this?
I mean, for the hosts and just the fan, like, I haven't really been active in a message board community in quite some time.
25 years, yeah. Me too.
But to sort of like, and I know like the podcast hosts, maybe, I don't know, like I'm not active on it, so they might dip in. And sure. There is one Discord that I sort of subscribe to, I've been part of. It's for a record store, and like he posts, it's this record store limited to one in New York City. A lot of punk and 90s hardcore, that sort of thing.
Relevant conversation you stayed on top of since New York City's just
down
the road
from you. They post like reissues and that kind of stuff, or
of course.
new releases, that kind of thing. I go in there like once every 3 months maybe, but
yeah.
And the owner there is pretty active because, I mean, he has a very small shop. I think it's doing pretty well, but he needs to stay
sure
top of mind and sort of involved in the community. But I
rent Manhattan ain't free.
I mean, I'm guessing maybe if it were my full-time job, I would be more invested in it, but in spending a couple hours in the Discord chat.
Wait, so you're saying surfing the internet is not your full-time job?
I don't get
just
paid for it.
Just hanging out? You don't get paid for it. Okay. So it's a side hustle that you don't get paid for.
Definitely a side hustle.
You're semi-pro.
An unpaid side hustle.
Excuse me.
How you doing, Scott? We haven't chatted in a while.
We haven't. I'm doing okay. As mentioned on the episode 2 weeks ago, my long-haul COVID is hauling along with me. I still, even in the shower tonight, I was like, a little Foley work for everybody there. I just don't understand why
I have
it won't
a
go
bit
away.
Of a snotty nose, and I am also prone to hawking a loog.
Oh, I hawk loogs on the runs, particularly.
Apparently, but do you do it at work? Do you like do that at work?
I will mute myself, but I do it all day long, yes.
But I mean, if you were in the office, would you do it? I think I used to do that in the office. I'm just
if
like,
I were in the office,
if I'm in
yes,
a meeting,
I
how
would.
Do I like get the snot out of my face, or at least like,
yeah, is it better for me to pull out a handkerchief and blow the snot?
I mean, if
into
I had
it?
A tissue, I'd blow my nose, but that's also disgusting. I don't know. I have no idea what in-person workplace etiquette
yeah,
is
I don't
anymore
either, for several years, but particularly with a beard. Without fail, 85 to 90% of the time I blow my nose, I pull the tissue away, there's snot residue that I have to wipe off with the tissue and the mustache.
Tasty.
I mean, I'm not trying to turn the ladies on here this evening. I know I'm succeeding. It just happens naturally. What can I say?
Ladies, if you want some pics of Scott's snotty beard, I'm sure you will be willing to share.
Good thing we're not on video because the ladies would not be paying attention to the discourse. Todd, did you know, and I know you didn't, actually, before I even say it, let's have you guess. This is always a fun game here on the BroPod. No cheating. Stop looking at your monitor. I know you don't even know what the question is, but I feel like you're just pre-cheating somehow.
I'm not cheating.
Within 3 seconds, answer this question.
I'm watching
what?
Blaze of Glory on YouTube right now.
That's helpful. What BroPod with Scott and Todd episode do you think this is? 3 seconds or less. 2, 1,
Zero. 456.
You're so stupid. You pay no attention. Now, keep in mind, I have chosen to make it such that only when you and I are doing a show is it considered a BPSD episode. Everything else is like Scott Speaks, okay. Todd Talks. The other half is what Jamie and I do.
280 then, I would guess. I don't know. How many years have we been doing this? Five or six?
We unofficially started recording in 2017, started posting June of 2018. So this is year six.
So that's probably about 5 years. So we're at about 250 then, I guess.
Yeah, this is 247.
Okay.
450. Fucking. What the fuck? Now.
I wasn't thinking once a week.
You weren't thinking, period.
I was thinking of other podcasts that we've been on longer than that are at like episode 1,000, but they do multiples a week. So
they do multiples a week, and they don't take off 3 or 4 weeks at a time as you and I tend to do. We haven't taken a week off in over 4 years now, thanks to me and my dedication. But yeah, 247. I bring this all up to say, do you think we should do something for the 250? The quarter K.
Sure. What's the name of 250?
I don't know. That was my next question. We both know, because we grew up near it, that sesquicentennial is the 200th, but I don't know what 250 is. It might not even have a name.
I typed in what is 250 called, and for some reason Google added in Hindi, which is not what I was looking
for. Well,
let's
answer that question. The people are now wondering, what is 250 called in Hindi, if you can pronounce it?
I lost it. According to the 250 is the Sester Centennial.
The Sester. Is that a joke? That's stupid.
That sounds like bullshit. But
it really does. All right.
That
so
is from Coleraine 250, so...
Well...
It was
I've
first
seen
settled
some of
in
his
1735
other
as Boston Township number 2. Sesquicentennial is the 250. A bicinquennial. Holy shit.
Hang on.
Bicinquennquagenary is. All right.
I thought that was 200. So we did our sesquicentennial show. That was our 150th? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I misremembered that.
So. A bicinquennquagenary.
All right, now you're what?
Is a coined term for 250 years.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I'm an idiot. 200 is bicentennial. I did know that. Okay. So Sesqui is 150.
Bicinquennquagenary. Bicinquennquagenary. It's a long fucking word, as you might imagine.
I hope so. Or you're way dumber than I give you credit for.
It's a mouthful. So nobody knows what 250 is called. It doesn't matter. Half of 500. It's a quarter thousand.
We'll call it that.
Quarter thousand episode.
For the quarter south, quarter thousand
quarter
episode.
K. It's a quarter
the QK,
K.
The QK episode.
QK.
We'll have to come up with something special. Oh, and by the way, I will also say that if we do a show, but it's a WeWatchable, that does not count as a regular episode either.
WeWatchable.
WeWatchables is what we're calling it. So I just wanted to clarify that as well. So we probably have more than 500 or close to 500 episodes, 450 maybe, but just BPSD. Anyway, so that's upcoming. So we got to keep that in mind.
This says bicentenary, but that doesn't make any sense.
We'll go with the QK.
Or a Sester Centennial. I like Sester Centennial.
I don't.
It sounds like you're mispronouncing a sesquicentennial.
That's why I don't like it.
Sester Centennial.
Hang on, what's that voice? What's that?
Sester Centennial. Hey, guys.
Is this a cartoon character?
Yeah, Yogi. Sure. I don't think the Ranger's going to like that, Yogi.
No effects shout out.
Hey,
R.I.P.
Boo-boo.
Anyway.
Wait, did somebody die?
No, but they're doing their final tour right now.
Oh. That's like, I mean.
R.I.P.
to the
band.
Seem like the healthiest gents.
They've gotten healthier in recent years, but they definitely had a decade or three where they were...
They put a lot of drugs and alcohol in those bodies.
Drinking and... They put up a... this was a couple of years back. We're speaking of NoFX, in case I didn't make that clear. A couple of years back, they put up a YouTube show during COVID where it was like in somebody's backyard in California, and it was wild. It's a good show. It was entertaining, but... You can look for that if you want to stop watching Blades of Glory.
Wild.
Just the onstage antics, they were all seemingly hammered, except the drummer. I think the drummer's a recovering alcoholic. He was not drinking, but I might be wrong about that too. He might have been drinking. I don't know. But he used to be really fucked up. famously during the White Trash Two Heaps of Bean recording.
Oh, White Trash, yes.
He was strung out on heroin, and that's why that album is one of their slowest. One of my favorites, coincidentally, but also one of their slowest. And they had to speed up a lot of his parts. Like, they recorded him playing, and then they had to speed him up in post. So, anyway, no one cares about this except for us. And we barely do. Todd, I have a couple things I want to talk about tonight.
I just got a text from my daughter. It says, can you plug in my phone when you're, like, out of whatever, talking to Scott or something? And then she put uncle. To clarify which Scott.
In case you weren't aware of who you were talking to. She clarified.
I had to tell you a story about that daughter. So she was disciplined today at school for being in a food fight yesterday.
Mm.
Which is a little out of character for her to be causing any trouble or whatever.
I mean, apparently, never eats anything, so throwing her food away makes sense. Yes. But go ahead.
Apparently someone brought blueberries and started throwing them, and then they were retaliating with said blueberries. But I guess they went to the... they had to go to their vice principal or whatever, and they were sitting outside, and he came out and he said, oh, you're the Blueberry Girls. So that's their gang name.
Oh, my God.
The Blueberry Girls.
Now they're tagging bridges all around town. Beaches.
Their punishment is cleaning the cafeteria for a week, which my daughter said is awesome. You don't have to do anything. You just stand there and talk to your friends. That's great. You're clearly learning your
lesson learned. Question. I have several. Did she come home and admit to you yesterday that this happened?
She told my wife beforehand.
I gotcha. And when did you find out?
She texted her and said something like, don't get mad, but I might have gotten in some trouble today. She wasn't clear if she was in trouble because
she
thought some people were being called as witnesses. Some people were being called as...
the six-day trial begins on Monday.
But apparently they had like cameras from in the thing. They pulled up the footage.
Wait, have you seen the footage?
No, I would love to, but no,
man.
I have not seen it.
You should call the vice principal and be like, we'd like to see the footage.
I should call and say, can I get a copy of this?
100% they'd send it to you.
Future harassing of my child.
Yeah, I want to make sure I discipline my daughter appropriately. That's awesome. I'm still baffled by this.
We were also ready to be a little defensive if they made a big deal out of
throwing blueberries.
A half dozen blueberries around. I was like, there must be bigger problems going on in the middle school than this.
Of course, Todd. But now that the dust has settled, the video needs to be shared.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to see the video.
Amongst the offending
the blueberry
parents.
Gang. The blueberry girls. Sorry.
They're going to start wearing purple every day. Man,
I think I might have to make t-shirts for this.
I mean, you really should. We can make a music video. Anyway, that's a good update.
What were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you, I said I got a couple things that we got to cover tonight.
Oh, let's cover.
Since it's been a minute. One, I think you'll actually be excited about.
Okay.
Because I've actually finally
get there.
Finally caught up. Okay, we're there.
Okay, sweet.
Over the last week to week and a half, it didn't take as long as I thought. The wife and I have now started and finished. I thought there were multiple seasons, but it's only the one. Severance.
Oh, second season's coming this year, I think.
No. That's not what we read. It's in production, but likely, if it's this year, it'll be like December. Don't look it up because we looked it up because I thought there were at least 10 episodes and we were watching episode 9, which as you recall, spoiler alert, by the way, for those listening, even though the show is at least a year or two old, it ends on a major cliffhanger, like major cliffhanger for that show. I thought there was
I watched it when it came out. That is... him realizing that
his wife is alive,
doctor or whatever.
Yes, he's literally in the midst of saying to his sister Jenna, I think her name is Jenna is alive, and then the show ends, and I was like, oh, can't wait to watch the next episode. And then whatever Apple TV does, it was like, would you like to watch this other show? I was like, no, I want to see what happens. I thought there was a whole second season. I was wrong.
It says optimistically it might be end of year, but more likely 2025. God damn it.
Like I said.
Get me excited about my fucking favorite show.
Well, because I want to talk about it. So I will say this. If you are the type of person who doesn't like to give a show a chance, I could see people leaving by episode 2 or 3. I had to really push through a couple of those because there was there was really no intrigue other than the severance process, if you really want to know what's going on. I don't
know. The whole premise, like, hooked me pretty hard. And I, my wife, any show that you have to think about, I have to make sure that she's like, it has to be paying aired attention between the hours of 8:30 and has to be started by 9 at the latest, or else she's going to fall asleep. And this is not a show that you can, like,
you cannot fall asleep
watch
during
the TikTok
show.
Or like half ass watch it. You got to pay attention.
And I couldn't either, because I was streaming from my phone. I couldn't do anything on my phone, so I was forced to pay attention. But I will say that, but yeah, like some of the episodes, they're just, there's so much walking down white halls, and
yeah,
and
there's a lot of visual like stylization,
very much so.
Kubrick-esque in that part.
But, yes,
oh God, it's so good.
Agreed. And then the whole story between John Turturro and what's his name?
Yeah. What the fuck? Willem Dafoe? No, not Willem Dafoe. What is his name?
God, it's on the tip of my tongue. There's
an
N.
Confused.
In it. Anyway, I'll think of it in a
second. He's in car commercials now. What is his name?
The whole relationship, I guess, love story between those two is, I guess, interesting at the end of the day. Christopher Walken, thank you. Is interesting at the end of the day, but the like, they're like talking about paintings, and he's going back to his section. It's just like,
yeah, but
that got a little slow to me too.
Christopher Walken's whole like separate area has intrigue.
Of course it does. They're making plastic. I mean, the whole thing hasn't. The whole severance floor.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, yes, there is their relationship. I, honestly, like, once they. Obviously, there's a lot of buildup. And then once you see their other lives and fucking Dylan's, like, awakening. God damn. Zach Cherry is so fucking good in this show.
Awakening Dylan, meaning when he's in the closet and the guy, like, comes to him for 5 seconds and shows him a picture of his kid or whatever. Yeah.
Man. Ooh, good stuff.
Yeah, Zach, he's probably my favorite character on the show, because
he's so good on the
I've show. Known him from several other things. He's not super well known, but he's I mean, I guess
I've seen
now.
Him in other things too, but I can't think of what else he was in. But yeah, he's so good in this show.
But he's got the best lines for sure, and just his character. And I mean, in the final episode, he's kind of the
a
hero
dick.
Yeah, he's totally a dick
for
as
most
he should
of the
be.
Show.
But I think that stands out because everyone else is so whitewashed, for lack of a better term. Like, they have no personality, kind of by nature.
Well, I mean, John Turturro's character is kind of a suck up.
They're idiosyncratic, but I'm saying they don't have any, like, they seem robotic. Yes, Turturro's a total suck up. He knows the manual, and I mean, I've never seen something Turturro's in that I didn't like. He's just one of those guys for me. But like, even the Heli character, even though she clearly wants to get out, very clearly, spoiler alert, as she tries to kill herself to leave, even she's just kind of, you know, straight-laced. And obviously
multiple
the Adam Scott
times,
character.
Does she try to kill herself more than once?
No, just once.
Or just the one time? That was an
just
intense
the one
scene when she's
hanging herself.
Basically
yeah.
dead. You don't know if she's coming back or not.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because Jamie and I...
The world expanding, her family's fucking made the severance thing.
God, yeah, that's... That was, episode 9, like, put together a lot of storylines all at one time. That was the final episode of the season. Let me ask you, just getting very detailed for a second, because Jamie and I talked about this, I guess, 2 nights ago when we watched the final episode. What do you think the effect is, not to get too deep into cinematic effects, but when they show their faces as they're going either up and down the elevator? Because it almost looks like, specifically for Adam Scott, that he, like, gets chubbier or gets skinnier as he's going up and down.
They go like super wide to narrow or vice versa. That like distorts their face and makes it look bigger. Like it's like a camera that they just like change the zoom out, I think.
It looks to me like, and I've seen this effect in other movies, but because it's an elevator, it has a bit of a different feel. It looks to me like they're either pulling in with the camera while zooming out, or doing the opposite, literally moving the camera back while zooming in. So their face stays the same distance from the viewer, but the perspective changes around them, which makes them look like they change. Because it looks like they are physically, not much, but physically being altered as they're going up and down in this elevator. And it's funny, too, because Adam Scott's face is so, like, drab, or I don't know what adjective you want to use when he gets to the Severance floor. I mean, he's never really smiling, period. He's got kind of an interesting story. But anyway, let's talk conspiracy. You don't care. Let's talk conspiracy theories.
Sorry, I'm looking at a video.
I know you are. Of course you are. Obviously. Let's talk conspiracy theories. What do you think is the situation in the real world with Mark's wife? Did she fake her death? He clearly thinks she is dead until the final episode. He's been to her gravesite where supposedly she had a car accident. He's visited it before in the show. So what do you think is the real deal with, I forget her name. I think it's Jenna, something like that.
Her name is, sorry, I was looking up the cast.
I mean, her name on the show, of course.
Yeah.
I believe is Jenna. Well,
I think she has, like, the doctor has a different name than his wife, though, right? It must.
Possibly. Mrs. So Casey is what her name
Miss
is.
Miss Casey, but yeah. That's not his wife's name.
No.
What do I think? Oh, I also love Rickon. I forgot about him. He's amazing.
Yeah, Rickon's piece of work.
Actually, all the characters are really good. Milchick. What do I think? I don't know. I think she was... Well, there's a couple possibilities.
Yeah.
She asked to be severed, like, completely from her life. There's some technology where they can reanimate you. Like, she actually is dead in the regular world, but she lives in the... Or not dead in the sense that, like, she only is in the severed world in the workplace, and they just sort of...
So you think she asked for that, and so they faked the whole thing?
I don't know if she asked for that. I don't know if they, like, the company clearly is not on the up and up, so, like,
disagree.
Maybe they're trying people, trying, like, they tried severing, so you have two lives, or maybe they did earlier experiments where they just have people in one of the two worlds, the workplace or the outside world. I mean, everybody, I guess everyone else is in the outside world.
Yeah.
Like, the pregnant lady... I don't remember what, I don't know if they gave her a name, but the wife
his
of
sister.
The CEO
Devin.
Thing. The other lady. She's clearly severed in some way, like from her kid, like her motherhood. So there's different types of severance, it seems like. So it seems like his wife is possibly has some alternate kind of severance. I mean, the main one they're speaking about is like home life and work life. And he the main character Mark has been severed presumably because his wife is dead.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to deal with that emotional pain, or he wants to deal with it less. So he's severed his work life. So he only has to experience her being dead while he's asleep, essentially.
Sure.
Is that right? Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I think as we learn more about the show, and I loved this first season. I certainly hope they continue to like build out this world, and like that it's a rewarding like explanation as we continue to learn more about what's going on.
Sure.
Because a lot of these shows, like there's a big promise and then the payoff is not always great. I think they do have like a few seasons written. I feel like I heard that.
Well, again, the production for season two is basically done. They're wrapping it up. So I don't know what's written beyond that point, but I'd imagine they have an arc in mind already.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it's on the internet.
I mean, where else would you look? Let me call one of my Hollywood elite contacts and see what he says.
Yeah, I guess. Question. The people also ask is why is there season two, and why is season two taking so long?
I mean, I feel like we asked that with Curb.
I mean, I think it's Succession. I think they had to pause for the SAG and the writer strike, the WGA and the SAG after thing. So I think that.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it. I mean, it's disappointing. I'd rather. And Jamie said that the second we found out there was no season two, she was like, I would have rather not watched this until season two came out. I mean, of course, knowing now what we did, but
you fuck off. You guys can wait a year.
That's what I'm saying to you. You just said how annoyed you were that I brought it up and what? It's not going
to
show.
I had to wait 3 years, potentially.
Is that when it aired originally? It was 22?
Yeah.
I legit don't know when it, okay. I knew I was behind the eight ball on this one, but. And then the other comment that I had is.
I mean, it was at the end of 22, so it's not like.
Sure.
If it comes out at the beginning of 25, that would be really two years. But
2.5 years. it's interesting to me that Ben Stiller is kind of a showrunner, if you will, executive producer, writer.
And he directed, I think, all the episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me. Apparently, he's a real, like, not stickler, but, like, very fastidious in his directorial work, which I did not know.
That makes sense.
I mean, clearly, if you watch the show, you get that vibe, but yeah. I would not have placed that as with the cum hair guy from There's Something About Mary.
Yes, what he's best known for, the cum hair guy. You're not wrong. That is actually what he's known for. So, anyway, so just letting you know that I'm up to speed on that. I watched it.
George's dad's real son.
Or George's dad's real son. R.I.P. to George's dad. So yeah, highly recommended show, by the way, for those that have not watched it.
Whoever you are.
Everyone should watch it. It is on Apple TV, which
so
apparently if you
have
an
you
iPhone,
explored any of the other Apple TV catalog? If another show that only has one season that will have a second season is Silo. You should watch that. It's science fiction, but you'll like it.
The answer is we have not. This was our first foray. We have a list on our whiteboard on the refrigerator of shows and movies we need to watch. And this one wasn't even on there. I just knew it was something I wanted to watch. So we have a lot to get through. Not that we can't move things around.
You should watch Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is something that obviously everyone in
the
world
show,
is saying we should watch.
That other comedy with Jason...
Sudeikis?
Not Sudeikis, the other Jason. The
Bateman?
No. What the fuck is that other? It's called...
Voorhees?
No.
Jason, Schwartzman?
His name is Jason Segel.
Oh, Jason Segel. The Muppet movie?
It also has Harrison Ford in it. What's that?
I said the
it's
Muppet movie.
Shrinking. Yes, that guy.
Shrinking.
It's also in Sarah, what is that movie called?
Yeah, Sarah Marshall, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Sarah Marshall. What's Shrinking about? It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
It is a half-hour comedy. It has similar vibes to Ted Lasso. It's a little darker in that the premise of the show, Jason Segel's wife has recently died.
Okay.
He is a psychiatrist working with Harrison Ford and
Shrinking.
Jessica Williams, and his like teenage daughter lives with him, and he's getting over the loss of his wife and just
sounds uplifting.
Dealing with stuff. Yeah, it's good. It's enjoyable. I recommend it.
So it's a half-hour comedy, but I assume it's not like a three-camera shoot. Like it's more...
No, it's...
No like, laugh track.
it's more in the visual style of like a Barry or something. I mean, it's not...
Oh,
that,
okay.
It's not like
it's shot
Barry
that way.
At all.
I understand.
Other
yeah.
than...
Single
I mean, it looked like I read something that's like Apple TV is kind of the new HBO. It has very similar like high production value kind of thing. Like
sure,
that.
I got you. Okay, great
I mean,
transition.
There may be some improv stuff, but it's not like Curb
unlikely.
Either.
Even better transition, Todd.
Let's talk about the final season of Curb.
One
final episode.
Episode left in 4 days. I'm sad. I'm also sad because the preview didn't give away a fucking thing. It was just a lot of people telling him to fuck off, which was funny.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that they're going to do the Seinfeld thing
be.
And bring back a lot of characters.
I don't think that's what it's going to be. I don't think Larry made, I mean, he's made many jokes about it too. He's made that mistake once with a classic multi-season show. I don't think he's going to do it again. I could be wrong, but I think it's just gonna be the wrap up of this season, whatever that looks like. I don't know. But yeah, it's been a couple weeks. Solid episodes, 7, 8, 9. I think the last time we spoke, we were up through 6. And yeah, I don't know what needs to be wrapped up, but it should be interesting.
Let's see. There's
Susie has COVID. There's the whole COVID thing, which I thought was a funny premise. And I'm surprised. I mean, it's not the first time he talked about COVID. A couple seasons ago, he had the toilet paper, the people hoarding the toilet paper and all that sort of stuff. But actually having COVID and using it as an excuse. The Bruce Springsteen, I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan at all, but I thought that was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, he was good. He didn't seem like he had no idea how to be in a show.
Yeah, it wasn't your typical athlete or musician guest star where it's like, oh God, these people are not comedians or not actors or both.
They got to wrap up his trial.
Oh, of course. The Atlanta trial. He got a new lawyer. That's happened since we last spoke. I can't remember why he fired.
I didn't realize that guy was the... I mean, I guess I did, but the director of Young Larry that he was reading his manuscript, there'd probably be some resolution to that.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume. Like, why else would they bring that...
True.
What seemed like very boring storyline into this last episode.
That definitely was pretty boring.
Love the scene. I'm sorry, I'm looking at a recap, like Leon trying to flirt with Larry's lawyer, and she basically just shut him down completely every time.
Immediately. Yeah, he'll keep trying. He'll figure it out. Leon always finds a way to tap that ass, as he would say. But yeah, I think it's going to be the one thing that I'm hoping for is I hope it's not like a 35 minute episode. I wouldn't mind it being an hour 10. Like,
I think it's going to be the same length.
You think so?
I think so. I feel like I've heard an interview saying that. I hope it's like more like an hour, 90 minutes. Honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll watch as much, you know, whatever he wants to put on the screen, I'd be completely fine with. But yeah, a bunch of guest stars since we last spoke. There was Conan O'Brien was on an episode playing himself, clearly. I thought that was, I don't know, that was like so inside baseball. You got to talk to the guy to get to me.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's such an elite Hollywood thing.
Very, very unrelatable storyline. Yeah. Like most of his things are like, yeah, everybody would be pissed off about that. That was a weird.
Yeah, that one was like, very odd.
Very exclusive. Because I can't imagine, like, that's only Hollywood stars, I think, that would apply to. Not even just like people that work.
And I would say they're on equal footing. Like Larry doesn't need to go through somebody to see Conan. Or if he does, it would be just the same as Conan wanting to see Larry.
I know, but that's sort of the joke. I don't know if you heard the Conan episode where Larry was on it. And they were talking about how much he enjoyed being on the show, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was going to be more than that because it seemed like a pretty minor.
Well, then the other scene where he knocked on his giant window and wanted to borrow his car. And Conan did it, which I was like, come on. After your exchange earlier, you're going to let Larry borrow your car? Seems unlikely. But yeah, and then who was the other guy, speaking of cars, the guy that he bought the car from?
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi, yeah, I can't remember his name for some reason. That was pretty funny too, the smell of the car.
The colostomy bag.
And then Richard Lewis got the car, took it on a date, and there was cheese in the back. Todd's choking temporarily here.
That was a good tie-in. Although it's just weird to see Richard Lewis knowing that he's dead, and he looks... as we've discussed already, half dead
skeletal
in this season.
Yeah, he really does. It's not like it's not.
I don't
weird
remember the last season that I saw him on, but he looks very different. Like
he does,
taut, and like his face is like sunken and stretched.
His skin,
ways.
The skin on his face is very it's skeletal. And of course, he's picking up some 35-year-old. Like the fact that keeps happening on the show, I'm just like, come on, no one's buying this. Like that's the best acting they've done on the show is the relationships that have happened, particularly between Larry and other women, but also between Richard Lewis. So
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Well, I mean, Sienna Miller was, like, hitting on him, right? When he that probably will come back at some point. I feel like
I was hoping so. I was like, come on. That should be on every episode. If I'm writing a show, do a makeout scene.
Did they go on a date? I guess she was disappointed with him in some way. I can't remember why.
I don't think they actually ever went on a date. They met at the...
found out that he did something, or...
They met at the temple. He bought the brick at the temple, and he was trying to, like... I don't remember all the details. This is why I need to go back and watch these episodes again this season.
He was hiding from her that there were, like, several that said, Larry David's an asshole, but...
Yeah. Yeah, and he was trying to hide. But that's the thing. She didn't seem to care. Like, she liked his personality. She liked his sense of humor. And it seemed like he was going to make it happen. And then, that kind of died on the vine. Disappointing.
I know I'm being selfish, but like for the final season, like I feel like we could have left out a couple of the Tracy Ullman episodes. Like, we discussed, she's great, but like that character is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, very annoying.
Which is the point of her, but also... who cares?
Yeah,
we got a few more episodes here. Let's not waste any.
Let's go. Let's make these all gems.
Talking about how her smelly feet and bunions or whatever.
I will say that even though she's not on often, I think Susie's characters had a solid season, especially last time when she had COVID and Larry was yelling at her from the bottom of the stairs, and they were just calling each other names. Fuck you, cunt. Yeah. Fuck off, fuck face. That was fantastic.
I assume there'll be some Cheryl in the final episode.
She was in last week's.
I know.
She popped in.
I assume so. Pretty minimal in this season. Again, like, if we're not bringing back all the characters, like, I assume Cheryl and Ted will probably be in this some
of course, form. I would think so. Yeah.
Freddie Funkhauser maybe will be in it.
Could be.
He's good. Been in a couple episodes. I kind of wish they would have more of him in the show. Like, I think when he's around in Leon.
Yeah, the three of them.
Jeff will be in it.
Are a good team for sure. But yeah, Cheryl was in the last one because Larry was talking about having sex on the floor.
Yes.
She's like, you say you had sex on the floor so you can leave because they don't want to, or whatever. You said it was because it was kinky. Yeah, it was a very, very small role for her. Where she's just, of course, pissed off at something Larry did or didn't do, as is her standard role.
Her entire run on the show, basically.
Yes, that's what I mean. That's all she's really ever done on the show. But anyway, so yeah, final episode this Sunday. I actually, this week, I'd been watching it on Mondays, but this week I actually did watch it Sunday night, and I'm pretty sure I'll do the same thing.
Oh, look at you, like a real person.
Staying on top of things. But I'll mostly do it because Monday I'll want to watch the championship game, NCAA championship game. But in any event,
we're at the final four, or do we have the final two?
Final four. Saturday is the final four, and then Monday is the championship game. So
I watched the Clemson game. It was disappointing. I was waiting for a run and it just never happened.
It was. I'd watched the one 2 days prior, as we talked about via text, and that one was far more exciting, particularly for me, because I was trying
to
board.
So that helps.
They did win. That helped. But I was trying to board a plane, and it was like a 3-point game, and I was like, oh, no, I'm going to lose my internet. I don't know if I can finish watching this on my phone. By the time I got my seat, it was pretty much in hand, but definitely an exciting game all the way through the entire second half when they beat Houston. But anyway... or Alabama, sorry, Duke beat Houston. Next thing I wanted to ask you about, we'll call this the Wayback Machine segment because I can't think of another name and that just came to mind. I'll wait for you to finish reading whatever you're reading though because I need your attention.
I'm listening.
Jesus Christ. I know you're listening. I know you're hearing things coming out of the cans on your ears, but you were intently reading something, probably about Curb.
I was reading about the hints for the finale of Curb.
Okay. By the way, why would you do that? It's 3 days away. You can't wait 3 days to watch it?
I can wait.
Yeah. Can you?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I don't know how it came up, but we were on a walk this afternoon. Lovely day here in the Denver area. Me, the wife, the kid, the dog, all on a walk. Actually, I ran. And then we walked the last 15 minutes. Doesn't matter. And we started talking about, I do know how it came up. We started talking about middle school. And I started talking about our time in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I was reminded that when we lived in Arkansas, for I believe a 2-week period, we went back to South Carolina, stayed with friends for a little while, went to the beach, I do believe, and then maybe had another couple of days with friends. Of course, during this time is when our house got robbed, as you recall.
Yes, classic.
And Jamie asks what is a fair question that I never thought of, which is, from our perspective, going back made perfect sense. We missed our friends. We wanted to see our friends. We had the beach trip as well. Why would mom and dad have wanted to go back for the entire time? And second question, I don't remember where we stayed. Like, did we just stay with friends? Did mom and dad stay with in a hotel? I have no recollection of those sorts of details. And I was hoping you would have some recollection of said details.
No.
Let's start at the beginning. Do you remember it as being 2 weeks?
Camp.
Oh, wow.
Camp. I can't remember that.
Okay.
Whilst living in Arkansas.
Fucking nerd.
I kind of remember that we went to the beach, I guess.
We definitely went to the beach.
Being in Columbia for a week or two. So you're saying we were a week at the beach and a week in Columbia?
Yeah, and maybe it was just, you know, 2 or 3 days on either side, kind of bookending our week at the beach. I don't remember the exact specifics. But I definitely spent time in Columbia and saw my friends. And I'm thinking I may have stayed with my friends, but then that begs the question, where did our parents stay? Because we had no home in Columbia at that point in time. Now, knowing our parents, they could have easily just asked someone, hey, can we crash in your
hey, do you mind if we stay at your house room? For 3 weeks?
So you don't remember?
I don't remember that at all, to be honest with you.
Well, was this during your drinking phase?
Yes, my 14-year-old drinking phase.
Ninth grade, heavily drinking phase. So,
I don't remember that at all. I believe you, but
I know you do. And unfortunately, I'm certain Dad won't remember. If her mother was alive, she might remember, but...
Yeah, she'd make something up if she didn't.
True. So the reason it came up, and I recall now, is that we walked by a local elementary school, and it said that
the street from your house?
No. There's another one, three-quarters of a mile down the road. There's a lot of schools around here. It said, I think it was April 14th, it could be April 14th, that's a Sunday, whatever. Sometime soon, there's a fifth grade dance happening at the school.
I don't think Village East, attend.
Shout out. I don't want to attend. I was asking for volunteers to chaperone on the sign outside the school.
I don't think you should do that either. Wait, they're just asking the Gen Pop is for volunteers.
It said volunteers needed. I don't know if you can go in and just apply as a local citizen. You would think it would be...
Anyone who's volunteering to chaperone the fifth grade dance that doesn't have a child at the school should be immediately arrested.
Again, I'm imagining it's for parents exclusively, but they put it on the sign. Maybe grandparents. Sure. In any event...
And an uncle, I'd still be a little look askance at them.
So Jamie and I got talking, and she was like, did you ever have a school dance in elementary school? And I said, I'm not sure we even had one in middle school. We probably did.
We definitely did in middle school, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I say that confidently, but now
I had the same reaction.
Sure.
I mean,
I feel like we did, but...
I went to awkward social situations where boys and girls were dancing and I was not participating, and that was probably middle school time, but I don't remember if it was a school sanctioned event or
in my mind, but the place that's in my mind is not doesn't match with like reality of
not the L Wright gym.
So yeah. I don't know if we did. I mean, there certainly were, like you said, social occasions.
Yeah.
Parties, a lot of bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs in the middle school years. I don't recall dancing at any of them, but I'm sure that happened. There was also some sort of fancy dinner when I was in eighth grade that was at the Wildwood Country Club. I don't remember by whom it was, like, who hosted it.
Just a fancy dinner.
I just remember we had, like, you, like, I wore,
you had to,
like,
wear a shirt and tie.
Yeah, shirt and tie, and, like, they had multiple forks, and you couldn't put your arms on the table, but it was, like, all eighth graders.
So it was a cotillion.
So some parents, like, did it as, like, some graduation of middle school for their kids or something.
That's wild.
I don't have any recollection my wife of anything there. Like that. I was not there with her at the time, but one of our friends, Mr. Saban the Snake Cranford, apparently was standing outside waiting for his parents with his tie wrapped around his head like he were drunk, even though he had nothing to drink. That is her memory. I don't remember that, but
that's after the event concluded, or
what's that?
That was after the event concluded. He was waiting to be picked up to go.
Yes. I think he was waiting to be picked up. Cause again, we were all in eighth grade. No one was driving. So
that sounds about right. He would probably still do that today. A red tie, of course. Going for DC number two here. Todd's double fisting on the DCs, because why not drink a Diet Coke at 11:10? On the East Coast.
Well, I told you I have a little phlegm in my throat. I need to keep the vocal cords lubricated.
Keep them lubed up.
Yeah, this quality sound.
What quality sound is that? Oh, what you just said?
Yes, my voice. Keep the pipes wet.
So anyway, gross, but that was the... It's very, yeah.
Did we have dances? I don't know. I feel like we must have, but I'm not sure.
Did you
I
have food
my
fights
daughter
in
middle school? I don't think they have dances, but they definitely have this thing called RAC, which is like their school is Ridgely, so I don't know what the AC stands for, but it's like a social thing.
It's a cotillion.
Say once a month, once every 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
They have parent volunteers. It's on Friday nights. They have like games. I think there is a darkened gym where people can dance. Then,
hang on. Stop. Pause. Pause. Pause.
That room is disgusting.
Pause.
It's just smelly and sweaty in there.
Darkened gym.
I'm assuming it's
strobe light,
like dim lights with, you know, like dance lights where it's not like full fluorescent. I don't know.
The way you said that sounded very creepy. You know, there's an axe murderer in the corner. Dark and gym.
I haven't been there. I have no idea what it actually looks like.
No kidding. So you said your wife has volunteered, or like she's actually gone to one?
Yes, that's what volunteering is. You're basically supervising a bunch of...
I didn't know if she'd put her name in the hat, but hadn't yet been.
No. She's done it in the past. Apparently, if your child attends, you have to volunteer at least once. Which she volunteered multiple times last year, but has yet to volunteer this year. So we'll be there tomorrow at the event.
Oh,
as a volunteer.
Wait, we or she?
Gave her a hard time about it. What's that?
You said we or she? She will be there.
She, not we.
Okay, you're not
that
volunteering
would do it too. But I don't know.
I was about to say that seems like something that would be totally up your alley.
Hanging out with the middle schoolers,
God, you know, see what the kids are listening to, see what they do in a darkened gym, just as an example. No, but just...
I should not have said that. I have no idea if that...
Too late. That's probably going to be the name of the episode tonight. But no, it's...
Middle schoolers in a darkened gym.
No, just darkened gym. But no, you and I were both on safety patrol in elementary school. Why were you on safety patrol? So you can bust motherfuckers. So that's why I would think you would enjoy something like being a chaperone at a middle school.
Yeah, well, it's different to bust elementary school kids because they're like maybe hitting each other or running too fast. Like, I don't want to...
Sure.
Deal with any like sweaty horn dog eighth grade boys or whatever. That's gross.
Well, don't go into the darkened gym and stay in the other area.
They also have games and other things.
Yeah, you can run that. That's what I'm talking about.
It's, I think it's the full, not the full, but a large portion of the school and different things that you can
different
do.
Different sections. Yeah. Very cool.
That's my understanding anyway. But for our dances in our middle school, I don't recall that happening.
Yeah. I don't either.
Because when I was in middle school, they built the new cafeteria. So maybe something happened in there. There was obviously the big gym sort of in the middle of campus. I don't recall any dances in there. Definitely played pickleball in there. But
the gym was top of the hill.
Yes. Between the...
But middle. 600, 700
500 buildings.
I don't think that's right, but whatever.
It is. The entrance to the gym was between the 300 and 500 building. Oh. Backed up maybe all the way to the 6 and 7.
Yeah, I think
in-school suspension was on the backside.
Todd would know that. I will say I don't think it was in the cafeteria. I took the PSAT in the cafeteria and ate in the cafeteria, obviously, because by the time I got there, it was a couple years old. But I don't remember having any events in that cafeteria.
I don't really either. But I don't remember a ton of after-school events.
I don't either, other than going up on the fields up at the top of the
hill. I feel like there must have been something, though, right? We must have had some sort of extracurricular activities.
I don't know. I was allergic to girls until I was fucking 24 or so.
Married.
And married, that's correct. And even now, still.
Understandable.
But, yeah, so that's what led to the conversation. And then the reason that turned to Arkansas.
Did your wife had middle school dances?
She recalled middle school, but certainly not elementary school. That's why we were both kind of like, I don't recall this. And I certainly do not recall any sort of Enchantment Under the Sea situation at Lonnie B. So,
I think definitely not.
We're in agreement with that. But
according to our middle school's Facebook page, they do have a spring formal.
Oh, interesting. But yeah, that's how we started talking about it. Because I was like, I'm sure we had one in sixth grade, but I wasn't there in sixth grade because after the first 9 weeks is when we moved to Arkansas. That's what led to the Arkansas conversation. And then I was talking about how I was good friends with the quarterback and the football team. And then I talked about how middle school was sixth and seventh grade. Junior high was eighth and ninth. High school was 10, 11, 12. You know that better than most because you had to commute between the two. I don't recall if that was...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Was that your... That must have been...
Ninth grade year.
Your full... So the bulk of the time you were there.
Yes.
And then by the time we got to those other first 9 weeks, you were fully in high school.
I was called Doogie Howser by some of my 10th grade classmates.
Boy, what little they knew about your intelligence or lack thereof.
They're like, you're in Spanish too? I was like, yeah, we started earlier in South Carolina, the paragon of education. You dumb fucks don't start till 10th grade.
Yeah. We didn't need 7 years of English just to catch up to the rest of the country. Yeah. Well,
lovely people. Yeah, some of them.
Oh, that was the other question. That was the other thing I was going to ask related to Arkansas. It's because she was asking about, or we were talking about how, I was like, you know, I had a couple friends pretty quickly, I guess. But like, I never became great friends with them. I mean, I guess Rob would have been considered my best friend from Arkansas, but even like when we left, I was like, all right, fuck him, don't care, I got plenty of friends back home.
I'm not sure you felt quite that dismissive of him, but
no, but and look, if
fewer
it, if it happened,
opportunities to keep in touch with no internet,
if it happened today, as I was about to say, with social media, you're right, we probably would have kept in touch. But this was 92 that we moved back, 92 91 92 whenever it was.
I think we moved back 92, yeah.
Didn't even have cell phones. Like we went back one time.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I think we went back one time to visit them, and that was fine, and that was it. I've not seen them since. But of course, our father and our mother, before she passed away, would constantly keep in touch with Rab and family and probably other people.
We stayed with the Fritz's. When we drove cross country after we were married, we being my wife and I.
Really?
Stayed at their house. It was very weird. It was a different house.
Oh.
They had moved to some other neighborhood.
They'd moved away from Shady Valley?
Yes. To a bigger house, ironically, when they had fewer people.
That makes no sense. Yeah, fewer kids in the house.
Well, I mean, whatever Rab and Christy's elder sister was by that point had already had children.
Jacinda?
Possibly.
Yeah.
And I mean, based on the Christmas cards I've seen at our father's house, the rest of the, whatever their last name was, flock.
All have kids.
Bunch more kids, so.
Yeah. It's funny, I don't remember their last name either. I'm sitting here racking my brain, I'm like, what was their last name?
You just said it a minute ago.
No, I didn't.
I feel like.
No, I just said Rab.
Rab and Jacinda Christy. Christy, is that a sister's name?
Christy was a sister's name. Christy. I can just remember him saying that. In any event,
Christy, get the fuck out of here.
Something like that. No, but the coolest thing about Rob is that he had a golf cart. And he'd drive it around the...
Oh, right. I forgot.
Drive it around the neighborhood. I was like, this is dope. Because I was at that age, sixth grade, like being able to drive something. That's
peak golf cart age.
Oh, man.
I mean,
that was like the greatest thing in the world.
6 through 15 is probably
peak golf cart age. Yeah, sixth grade until you got a license.
Sorry, not six. 12 through 15.
Yeah, we know what you meant. Sixth grade. But anyway, the question is like, in that 1 year time, it seems like our parents made friends with a bunch of people.
True. And you have no friends. I understand it's a dilemma.
How did they do that? No, it's not a dilemma. I don't care about that. But I was explaining that to my wife. I'm like, I don't know. They just, it's almost like we showed up and they already had 20 friends. I think it was a friendly
neighborhood and they were taken in by our neighbors and they just had a lot of social events.
They were taken in by our neighbors? What do you mean? They were brought into their circles.
Well, they were friends with the whatever the Rabs family's name is. Yeah. We can't remember.
I can't believe I can't remember the name.
And then
Fritz.
Fritz.
You said it earlier. Fritz. Yeah.
The Fritzes.
Fritzes, and then
The weird, whatever those shitty little kids that lived across the street from us next to Rab on the corner. The Wyoming people.
Joe and... Yeah, we burned the shirt in their bedroom. You remember that? We were making like a haunted house. And I put a shirt over a lamp.
Part of that, but
there was a lamp
you,
with like an
you
open
spent
light
more
bulb.
Time over there.
Yeah, because I
you were 12, and they were probably like 6 or 7. That was a weird.
No. They were 8 or 9. But the best part is they wanted to play basketball. It was Joe and what was the other kid? The other kid was even smaller. And they constantly Joe especially was athletic. He was always wanting to shoot hoops, and I'd just go over there and block. I was just blocking everything. It was so much fun.
Anyway,
I couldn't block anybody else.
I think their parents, there are several families that were part of like a larger social group. And I think they just like hung out a lot, like had dinners and people would come over.
Yeah.
And that sort of like.
You're probably right.
Our parents were receptive to that and they welcomed them in. So
yeah.
If you have people that are doing things and invite you to join and you actually participate, it's pretty easy to make friends that way.
Sure.
Most people, when strangers or newcomers come to town, aren't like, hey, come join us immediately.
Sure.
Also, our father and to some degree our mother were very sociable people, so we're happy to. Hey, how you doing? Chris Hoffman.
Great impression.
Am I wrong?
No. That's pretty much exactly how it went. Hey, can I borrow your mower? Can we stay at your house for 5 days?
Yeah. I saw you had a pickup truck. Can I drive it around for a couple hours and then give it back to you?
With half a tank of gas?
I think I need to move something, maybe.
Right. Yeah, no, I think you're right. That's probably what it was. But
I mean, when we were on that trip back to South Carolina, our neighbors saw someone breaking into our house and chased
the police. Yeah.
Culprits around the neighborhood for a while.
Yeah, that is pretty
crazy.
Tackle
them. Like, I can't imagine doing that for any of my neighbors.
No, not now, particularly.
Ever.
I might call the cops. No, I'd call the cops, but that's as much as I'd do. I'd hesitate, though. I'd be like, should I call the cops? All right, I'll call the cops. And they wouldn't come. Anyway, yeah, it was just, I don't know, it was just weird. I hadn't thought about those days, that time in a long time. And then I told Jamie about the day that we were told we were moving back. This is my most vivid memory from Arkansas. I got on my bike and I started riding around the neighborhood going, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it seemed to me like I was saying, see you later,
fuck
suckers.
You motherfuckers.
No, I said, see you later, suckers. I don't think I was quite that much of a potty mouth when I was a seventh grader, but just like, I'm out of here.
I'm sure you were, maybe not publicly.
I knew the words, but I wouldn't have yelled in the neighborhood, see you later, motherfuckers. To no one in particular, just in the air riding my bike. But yeah, I definitely did that. It's quite the celebration. And then I just checked out. It was only, 6 weeks later or whatever that we packed up and said, well, we spent 365 days here. Let's get the fuck out of here. Head back home. So we did. Peace out, Conway, Arkansas. Anyway, lovely place, lovely people. Yeah, that was it. Okay, so you don't remember any of the details, and I thought I gave you too much credit. I thought you'd remember who we stayed with, the details of us going back.
I don't remember going back, to be honest with you.
Really?
I mean, I remember going to camp because they're like, you came here from Arkansas? Holy shit.
How long were you a counselor? Just a week or a couple weeks?
I wasn't a counselor. I was a camper.
Oh, you went to camp. Well, you were later a counselor. I didn't realize you were
I was
quite
a
of that age.
I was a counselor when we lived in South Carolina, but I wasn't. I think you had to be 16 to be a counselor.
Oh.
And I was only not that.
When you were a counselor, how long would you stay there?
Just one
couple
session.
Couple weeks? Just one session?
Which the session, like I looked at it now. Now the longest ones are like maybe 6 days, but they were like 10 days back in the day.
I really? Like,
yeah, they were more
That's
than a
so
week.
So weird. I remember going and hating it the whole time. And it always baffled me because
Sorry,
you loved it
so
much.
The older you were,
so
the longer they were. When you went in like second or third grade, it was probably like maybe 7 days. But
there's no way it was second or third grade, but that's fair enough. Definitely was
I
not 16.
Going
but
in second grade, I think.
Yeah, I don't think I went that early. I just didn't want to go. I had no interest in it.
Yeah, you didn't want to make friends.
Pretty much. No, but the coast changed. Like, I don't want to go to the coast of South Carolina. It's fucking hot and humid. You're in a bunk
in
with no
Columbia.
Air conditioning.
It's worse. It's way worse than Columbia.
At least they got friends there. You know what I'm saying?
They got people. I don't know if they got friends.
Oh, fuck off. I still have friends in Columbia. I mean, not many. Most of them have moved on to other places, but I had tons of friends when I was like, I was a social butterfly, man. Everybody liked me. Sure. Everybody liked me. I don't know if I liked everybody. Anti-human. Anyway.
Why did everybody like you, though? It's weird.
I mean, like aside from the obvious, or are you looking for the obvious?
What's the obvious?
My sense of humor. You get me in a room with anybody, they're going to be fucking cackling, laughing their arse off.
I don't feel that from you. So.
And it's my magnetic personality. I mean, let's be honest.
Sure.
Todd's listening to music.
I'm listening to Aerials by System of a Down.
So relevant. So relevant to what we're talking about. All right, Todd, that's all I wanted to talk about tonight. I mean, I had one other topic, but I don't feel like talking about it.
What's the other topic? Let's hear it.
Potty training.
Oh, how's that going? Are you
we're
in
the
potty training
it.
Mode?
We're in the middle of it. Not good. Not good.
How old is your daughter?
Really?
Is that She's a real just question? Two. You're starting early.
Just two.
Just let her
get it out of the way.
Just let her go.
Well, here's the issue we're having. Let me get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
She knows where we have two potties for her. One is portable
Mini
down
potties.
Here, just 20 feet from where I am. The other one is one that's
You're
like an attachment.
Using these, right?
I'm not using these, no.
Okay. Just make
Although
sure.
in a pinch, it's there.
I gotta say, those are really messy if you take a dump in them, trust me.
You know from experience. So, and then the other one is like an attachment you put on a regular toilet, and that's upstairs.
Sure. It's like a smaller seat inside the larger seat. So they don't
Correct.
Fall in.
Yes. Which I think would be hilarious, but the wife disagrees.
and learn sometime.
Yeah, exactly. Learn the hard way. Just get a little wet.
Straddle that seat, kid.
So she's keen on going and sitting on the potty.
Yeah, sure.
The problem is the timing. She'll be like, oh, I got
to
go.
That's always the problem.
Or we ask her, do we need to go? And she's like, yeah. And then as she's pulling her pull-up down, it's like, oh, it's already wet. Why are we here? Yeah. You already did what you need to do. And then the one
you
time.
You still got to sit. You got to get the routine down.
There's a bunch of sitting. And
the
we have potty books.
The recognition of when to do it is
Yeah, that's the tough part. Yeah. So we've been in it a week. We technically started last Friday with having her kind of sit. Have the availability. We have a couple books that we like to read. They're potty related books. You know, sometimes your stomach will hurt. Sometimes you'll feel like you have to do something, but it'll be a toot, but you still want to go and sit on, you know, whatever. So the struggle is just having her figure out the timing for herself. And I just, it's, oh, that's what I'm starting to say. We did have one instance where she was on the one just outside my office here, and she felt that she needed to go number two. And so she kind of started, got excited and stood up, and then there was a turd on the floor. So we picked that up, cleaned up that error, and she was very upset that she essentially shit on the floor. But we're like, no, it's fine. Like, you got the idea. Just if you feel it, you got to stay low. Stay low till it's all gone.
You got to give positive encouragement for any results.
We did.
Floor,
we know,
or toilet. We did it was like a potty train your kid in a weekend thing.
We've read about this.
Colossal failure, by the way.
We've read about this and opted against it. This is one where they just walk around nude all day long, essentially.
Kind of, but like part of it that I remember is they encourage you to give your kid like juice and stuff that they might not normally drink. Really, sure. Super hydrate them so that they have an urge more often.
Supercharge it.
You're frequently like putting them on the toilet and obviously praising them once they
do something. Yeah,
release. But so we did that. Our kid was probably like about the same age as your kid. This was our older daughter.
Okay.
Did not work at all. She just peed all over the place. Did not get the urge thing. And then when she was three, she's like, I'm going to use the potty now. Just stopped using diapers. We didn't do anything. She's just like, now's my time. Rarely had accidents after that.
I'm ready.
Our older daughter, or younger daughter, I think, was mostly trained in daycare.
Mm.
But she was also around three. I mean, girls typically potty train a little earlier, but I don't know. I wouldn't stress about it. Like,
I'm not. The wife is. I'm not. And that's the other thing. So starting this week, she's going to school 3 days a week instead of two.
She's not going to be six. Like,
I understand.
Shitting in a diaper.
I know. It's not Game of Thrones shit going on here. But the teacher that she currently has, on Monday, I told her, hey, look, over the weekend we started potty training. She was like, don't worry, I'm the queen of potty training. I was like, well, that's
honestly
a good
like
sign.
Some of those daycare providers are way better. And if they're getting that repetition at school, it'll be way easier on you.
Yeah, and that's what we're hoping for. And it's just, again, just in the early phases, just sharing the love or the pain.
I mean, I would ask her, like, are you using any language, or is there other stuff that we can repeat at home so we're keeping the
same
system
point
that you have?
Yeah, take her lead. Since she's the queen.
Yeah, I mean, because
they know what they're doing. They do it all
the
time.
They're way better at like doing what the other kids are doing. So if you repeat the same kind of steps at home, they'll be like, oh, yeah, this is like at school. I go down and I don't stand up when I take a shit. I just stay on the toilet.
Yeah, and our concern was, because literally on Monday when I walked in, there was a boy in her class who's a little bit older who I just saw in my periphery. He was standing in the bathroom with his pants around his ankles. And the teacher's aide was like, get back in there, Matthew, or whatever. So I don't know exactly what the process is, but my concern is, again, every time she sits down, it's like 10, 15 minutes. And I'm like, the teachers aren't going to have time for this. They're going to give her a couple minutes and then be like, okay, like if you don't need to go, let's pull up your pull-up, as it were, and move along. That's the only concern. That's not my only concern. That's one of my concerns. Is they won't have the patience. Understandably so. I don't expect them to. There's 15 kids in the class.
They'll have more patience than you will.
Well,
with
fair.
10 or 15 other kids.
Of course they are. Because I
not
have
your
no
specific
patience.
Child, but they will definitely.
No, they do. They love her.
You'll get more tired of it than they will.
I already
100%.
Am. again, because they have other things to do. They have so many kids to attend to that I would get if they didn't have patience in that way. I know that their patience for the kid learning, they have more of that because I certainly don't, but just they have other duties, no pun intended, to take care of. So, in any event. Last thing, Todd, and then we'll close out the show because you're more concerned with listening to music. Easter.
They're trying to build a prison.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Easter highlights.
You don't know that song from Toxicity?
No.
For you and me to live in.
Not from your high-pitched falsetto singing of it, no.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
I'm sure that's not true. Yeah, Surge sounds nothing like that.
He sounds exactly like that. We're talking about a prison. Go ahead.
Easter, did you get a basket for yourself? Have you stolen half your kid's candy yet?
Did I get a basket for myself?
Yes. What
the fuck is wrong with you? No.
Did you go to Walgreens on Monday and pick up stuff 50% off? No. Or your local grocer? Okay. Because I did. By happenstance.
Sure you did.
I didn't do it intentionally, but what'd you get your kids?
Did you do an Easter egg hunt? Good Easter? What's that?
She did. Thank you for asking. We didn't get her any candy because she doesn't eat candy at this point. But I said, did you have an Easter egg hunt? Did you get your kids candy? I think I saw pictures, but maybe I'm imagining.
Easter Bunny
that.
Did bring candy.
oh, right. Sorry.
We did have an Easter egg hunt.
Hang on. Do your kids listen to this podcast? Is that what you said? anyway, go ahead.
No, they don't. But
okay.
In the off chance that they do.
Yes, or overhear you. I understood.
We had an Easter egg hunt in the house, which, as has been the case this year, last year, probably the year before, my younger daughter gets frustrated because she is a little more methodical in her searching. My older daughter is just like, boom, 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 grabbing
stuff. Rampage,
so,
yeah.
I was like, and then so once my older daughter finds an egg, my younger daughter gets upset. I'm like, don't worry about it. Just keep going. You got to.
Yeah, there are others.
You gotta be hitting these.
Stay the course.
Your older sister's not fucking around.
Yeah, she's got bills to pay.
So we had to share some of the bounty, but I had 43 eggs. They were all found, thankfully.
43
golden egg, which had a dollar in it, but this year was special. The dollar could be redeemed for $5 for each of them. My older daughter bought a scratch off when we went to DC later that day.
I fucking love it.
Because we were buying lottery tickets because, you know, now it's over a billion.
1.1 billion. Yeah.
And she's like, can I get a scratch off? I was like, I can buy a scratch off with your $5 and let you scratch it off, but you cannot get a buy a scratch off.
Yeah.
That scratch off did not earn any money, but.
She's got the gambling gene like her uncle. That's good.
I mean, scratch offs are made for kids. I know that they're not allowed to.
The scratching part,
it, but
yes,
they're
100%
for your childhood
that's the
impulse.
And that's the average intelligence level of people that consistently buy them is that of a child. So it checks out. So wait a minute, explain this to me again. It was a dollar.
Wait, no. According to the card, the chances of winning on a scratch off are like 1 in 4 or a little better than
that. Yeah, it's
pretty
high that you'll win something, sure.
Way better than like a lottery ticket, so.
Millions of times better, yes, of course. So explain this to me again. It was a dollar, so they could either keep the dollar or you were teaching them a moral lesson where they could turn it in.
We only had one golden egg and I didn't have any cash, so I put a dollar in it and then whoever found it was going to be sharing it with their sibling.
For those that don't know, what you just said is so, like, just the most. Of course, you had no cash. You didn't have a 5 or a 10 that you could put in the gold.
We had a 20.
Why would you
put a 20 in there?
That's fucking beautiful. Anyway, okay, that's hilarious. So that was the big prize, was the $5 a piece. What was in the, like? What else is in there? Chocolate, jelly beans, and the other 42.
Yes. We purchased candy the day before at Target with them for the Easter egg hunt. So,
no surprises.
They pre-purchased stuff. It was the dregs of Target Easter candy.
Yeah, place was torn apart.
Yeah,
it's always the way.
But there
always
was some Jolly Rancher chewy things, some mounds, which again, not a lot. That was the shit that
get
was
that
left
year
over.
Round.
I don't think we had, the girls don't like jelly beans, so I don't think we had any jelly beans in the eggs.
Hang on. That doesn't mean you didn't buy them, Todd, because you do like jelly beans.
I do like jelly beans, but I told you they fucked up and they don't have the licorice ones in there anymore. So.
Best move Bratches has ever made.
But yeah, other chocolatey, peanut buttery, whatever.
Peanut buttery goodness. Did they get anything else? So they had the egg hunt, and they had baskets as well?
Yes.
Did they get, like, I feel like we always got underwear. Like, did they get anything besides candy?
The Easter Bunny only brought candy.
Only brought candy. Okay. That's good. It's good stuff. And then you went to DC, you said, to see the cherry blossoms. Yes. Are they blooming?
Yes. They were kind of past peak, but there were okay. 50 million people there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it was nice.
On a holiday. Did you do any of the free museums, or did you just walk around the mall?
Nah. Or neither? Just walked around.
Yeah.
Went out to see Tommy Jeff. Walked around the little lake there in front of him, and got some ice cream that cost about $15 a person. They did not Jesus. Have prices on the sign. ordered the four ice creams, and the guy's like, $55. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? But like, we'd already taken them at that point. I was like, yeah. Holy shit.
And they said cash all, and you said, these are free then.
No, it was a card machine. The guy working in the thing, and then another guy out there, probably unrelated, with the card machine that I paid.
He just stole your credit card number. You better check your statement. They bought a bunch of Bitcoin with your card number.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
$5 of the Bitcoin.
No, they stole your number and they've maxed it out.
I know, I'm joking.
Well, that's exciting. That's something. Something fun to do with the fam. Did you take a train or did you drive?
Nah, we drove.
Come on. Public transport.
We talked about we should have taken the train. I was like, we could have gotten four tickets round trip and it would have been way cheaper.
For less than the ice cream. And I'm sure you had to pay $20 to park, or even worse.
Yeah, $20 to park.
Yeah.
We could have tried to find a space, but that parking garage is pretty easy. Although my wife was paranoid because it was a 6'4" ceiling. And in her new car, she's like, am I going to scrape? I'm like, no, we're not going to scrape. I know we can clear the 6'8". The 6'4", I was a little like, I don't think
I was just about to say. I bet you said that.
I think
back
her car's
your head,
around like 6'2", maybe.
Ooh, just enough. Just enough. You said that with zero confidence. I can picture it. Oh, stop worrying about it. We'll be fine. In the back of your mind going, I don't know. This does seem pretty tight.
She has the like dual sunroof and she was looking. I was like, we're fine. Like we went slowly under the first bar.
Once you get to the point that you're looking, you're definitely fine. Like you don't, you've already cleared one probably.
That's no, it's because we have like a rack and those are the things that stick up above the top of the car.
Sure.
The car is probably like 6 feet. The rack is probably like 6'2". That's my estimate.
I mean, unless you have a snowboard rack or a ski rack, you're probably fine. I mean, clearly you were, as you mentioned.
Yeah, we made it. We can clear 6'4", no problem.
So again, getting back to the Easter candy,
it's not too steep an incline into a flat space.
Yeah, of course. As long as she's like 135, like, then you might hit the top. How much of the Easter candy from the Easter Bunny have you consumed at this point?
Half. Not much.
Oh, okay.
There were some leftovers from the hunt that I've been eating.
From the hunt.
Well, from the Easter egg hunt. Again, we purchased that candy at Target. Yes. So there was leftovers that
didn't fit in the eggs.
And in the candy drawer that I've been consuming.
That you've completed at this point. That's good. That's exciting. Yeah, I've got a bag behind me of jelly beans, and Reese's eggs. I stocked up pretty good. And the lady, it was funny, I stopped by after dropping Isla off at school Monday morning because I needed something legit, not candy. And I went down that aisle and I was just looking at Easter candy. They'd already put the 50% off sign. And the lady who works there walked by and she goes, buy it all. I was like, I don't think I can buy it all, but I'll put a dent into it. And so I was like, well, she encouraged me. So let me grab a few extra bags in addition to what I was going to grab anyway. But, yeah,
wait, where were you shopping?
Safeway, my local grocery store.
Oh, okay. Because you said you went there for like breakfast or something. I was like, they have
no, no, no.
I was thinking more like a, you said you needed something else to eat. And I was thinking you were at like a CVS or something. I'm like,
no. No, I think I was literally buying milk. Like I literally ran out of milk. So, anyway, love my local Safeway. Good stuff. I also picked up sodas later that day because they were on sale. Sodas. Soders. I now have 14 sodas in my trunk, so I'm good to go if the apocalypse hits tomorrow for at least the rest of the month.
Nice.
Something like that. Anyway, All right. Anything else on your mind, Todd, that we haven't talked about? We had a lot to catch up on there.
Yeah.
That was good catch up there. So again, this is episode, whatever I said, 247, I think. Yeah. So we need to think about the deets of the, what do we call it? QK?
QK. QK.
Yeah. Quarter thousand. Yeah, this is 247. Dark and Jim is going to be the title. And Todd's muted, hopefully. Sure is. All right. Fantastic.
Oh, I am muted. Sorry, I didn't mean to mute.
Yeah, good work. Way to catch up with that. As he does it again. You have to fucking check your pants after that. Anyway, check us out.
He's coughing.
Yeah. Well, you cough too hard, you might shart into your pants. Check us out.
Sorry, wait. Never mind. I think my older daughter said something about a shart. And my younger daughter's like, what's a shart? I was trying to explain it to her. I was like,
without explaining the etymology,
a fart with like a little poop comes out, and she's like, why is it called a shart? And I was like, well, it's a shit fart. And she's like, oh, okay. It's like, this is maybe not a term you should be using.
Depending on when that happened, you could have said, you can use that term because your sister's throwing food in the cafeteria. So saying shart,
part of the blueberry girls,
yeah, part of the BGs. So saying shart to their fourth graders is probably not nearly as bad. Anyway,
yeah, check she's only us in third grade too.
Even better. Well, you got to move up a grade when you're talking about sharting. Third graders wouldn't get it. Third graders are still sharting in their pants, like intentionally. They don't know what the fuck's going on. Anyway, bropodnetwork.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com is the email address. Shoot us an email. Let us know what's going on. Check us out on Instagram. Yeah, Instagram and X @_bro_pod. Slide into our DMs there. Let us know what you want to hear about on future episodes. What should we do for our QK? I don't fucking know. We're going to have to figure it out over the next couple of weeks. But you can hit us up and give us some thoughts and ideas if you have any. Also, like, subscribe, comment, tell a friend, spread the word about the show. That's how it grows. Much like weeds outside. Because it's springtime, motherfuckers. Anyway, happy belated Easter, everybody. That was a fun little conversation. And remember, if you've learned nothing else from this show, don't throw blueberries in a darkened gym. We thank you, as always, for listening. Oh, until next week, everybody.